You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
The views and opinions of the following program is not necessarily those of WOKB, staff, and management of Unity Broadcasting.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're back with the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is our second hour of our anniversary show. This is the sixth anniversary show. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Yes, I am.
Are you good?
Yeah, thank you.
Some of us are in our homes. Our engineer tonight is Glenn. All good from WOKB. There.
Hey.
He's the engineer tonight.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell everybody, Glenn, tell everybody about your show in the morning.
Oh, man.
Glenn, why don't you tell people your show in the morning?
Listen, my show has been on as almost as long as you guys. It's called Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Every morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on Inspiration 1680 WOKB. Faith, family, friends, and fun. Every morning, man, we've got laughs and great gospel music and really, really cool guests. It's Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell every morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on your stellar award-winning station, Inspiration 1680 WOKB.
All right.
There you go.
I like that.
And for all the other stations are listening, hope you enjoy it, folks out there. And by the way, folks, you folks listening, I don't care where you are. If you're in Boca Raton, you're in Jupiter, Florida, you're in California, you're in Canada, you're in Pennsylvania, call in too. Yeah. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Charles Brooks. Charles.
Yes.
You want to tell people, you want to give them something to call in for? You give them $25 out? You want to give something?
Yes. My question is for any veteran that listens to the show. Call in, tell us what aspect of the programming you enjoy most. If it's the technical information that's given out about blind accessories for the blind, technical information, or just general information that we hand out about blind activities or whatever, call in and win $25.
That's 407, right? For veterans, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This is for veterans, 407-894-1680. If you're a veteran, this is for you, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? Hope
you
I did.
You did.
So the folks,
and let us know what branch you were in too.
Well, who knows? Maybe they're even your branch. Who knows? Maybe they're a Marine. Maybe they're in the Army.
Well, that's a branch.
Maybe they're even a WEC.
They don't have them no more.
No more WECs.
No.
I thought they used to have women.
Or they could
that's
be in the,
in your day.
The Secret Service. The unmentionable.
It wouldn't be secret. And it wouldn't be secret anymore. Okay, why they call it Secret Service? It's supposed to be secret.
What they do is secret.
I belong to the Secret Service. And what it can't be so secret.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah, and don't forget they all wore black suits, so you couldn't tell.
Yeah, right.
And black glasses.
And don't couldn't tell the Secret Service.
That's right, the sunglasses.
You know, folks, I said, if you're sighted, you're more than welcome to call in. Tell us why you like the show if you're sighted. There's a $25 gift card waiting for you. If you're sighted, you got something to say about the show? If something nice? You don't have to say anything nice about me. You just say about something nice about the show. Maybe you got something nice to say. 407-894-1680.
Okay, I've got Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. And she just wants to say something nice about the show. Hey, Carolyn.
Who is it?
Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn. Carolyn. I didn't hear Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey.
You sound good.
Well, I'm enjoying the show and happy anniversary. And
thank you so much.
Especially good to hear Charles on the radio again.
Aha. It is.
Thank you.
There's a fan.
Yeah, well, just want to let you know.
It's good to hear you on the radio again.
Well, thank you.
So you like the show even though I'm on it? Is that what you're saying? You like the show even though I'm here? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I really enjoy it, and I've been enjoying it all these years, and I've been listening, and also the show before that you had on the other radio station.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you're a long-time listener.
Yep.
Way long, back in 2012, 2013.
Aaron, didn't you just win a couple weeks ago?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't give you a prize, and you can't win within 30 days.
Oh, but this is a different thing. This is an anniversary, isn't it?
I didn't win, but I didn't call to win a prize anyway.
Oh, you didn't win? Oh,
you didn't win. So skip the one.
Yeah. I just called a couple of weeks ago.
But you didn't win. Okay, so you just won yourself tonight a $25 gift card from CVS or Walgreens. Which do you want?
CVS.
CVS, okay. $25 CVS is coming to you, Carolyn. Give Angela your name and address. We can send it to you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Angela.
Yeah, that's Angela.
Good to hear you, Miss Carolyn.
From Brunswick, Georgia.
Carolyn? A peach.
Charles is still feverish. Don't mind him.
Yeah,
that's great. You guys got it popping now. Yeah, Carolyn was a Georgia peach from Brunswick, Georgia. That reminds me of Brunswick stew. Listen, you guys got Tony.
Yeah.
Brunswick stew, yeah. Tony Riley from Orlando wants to tell you guys how much you guys have encouraged him over the years. Tony, you there? Tony?
Hello, Tony.
Okay. All right.
Tony.
Tony,
is
there? We're going to go to break.
Tony?
We're going to break. We're going to break.
Call back, Tony.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host. That's right, your host, Michael. Hope you can call in sometime. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. Tony, are you there? Tony's calling in from Orlando, Florida. We have a lot of people from Orlando calling in.
Yes, yes.
Tony, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Tony?
Well, I'm just excited. I graduated from Lighthouse in Central Florida 2 years ago.
Is that right?
Congratulations.
Yes, I'm visually impaired.
Good job.
Good job.
That's cool. So
now, do you now use a cane?
I do use a cane. Yes, I do.
Yes.
And I did assisting living program, and it was awesome. Thank you.
So you've learned all kinds of neat skills, I'm sure, from going through the Lighthouse stuff.
Wonderful.
Yes, I was surprised to hear Kyle today.
Yeah. Did you hear him?
He's a good guy.
How
did you learn about the Lighthouse? Through this radio show?
Yes, that was amazing. You guys were
sponsors. Wow, good.
Okay, Michael.
Well, thank you so much, Tony, to call in.
That's good to hear. Keep on listening.
Is there any reason why you called in? Did you say you like the show, even though I'm on it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I love this show. I'd like to get a certificate. I got called earlier, but didn't get through.
Okay.
Yeah?
What do you like about the show, Tony?
What do you like about the show, other than you don't like me?
I love all of the sponsorships that you have, you know, offering.
Is that right?
And so on. Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, good. So you just
I appreciate it.
But for doing this, see, it pays. It pays you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show because you're going to get a $25 gift card. When you want a $25 gift card from CVS or Walgreens.
Is Tony a veteran?
Great. Walgreens would be awesome.
Oh,
25 Walgreens. Who says Walgreens is winning out?
He's going to give Angela his address.
Don't forget to give Angela your address. We can send it to you, Tony.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Tony.
Hey, pay to listen to Brian Beyond Radio Show.
All right. So hold on.
Don't go away. Talk to Angela.
Don't touch that dial.
Do we have somebody calling from Illinois?
No. Oh, yeah. Ohio, I think.
Oh, I think Illinois. State of Illinois. Is this Don from Illinois?
Hello?
Is this Don from Illinois?
Don?
I lose him. Don, are you there from Illinois?
Call back. Don, if you're listening.
Perhaps he's not plugged in yet.
Call us back then after our guest.
You have to call back, Don. Don, from Illinois, you have to call back.
Let's go to our guest now. Okay. It's my pleasure to welcome back Peter Cucciavi, who is the Accessibility Manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back from Colorado.
Peter. Welcome back, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey. Hi, Peter.
Good to be back on. Hi. Hi, all of you.
It's the man, Peter.
How are you?
Yeah.
You're sounding good.
Hear all these familiar voices. Wow. Happy anniversary to Blind and Beyond Radio.
Thank you. Welcome to the party.
And poor Peter has to talk to me again this weekend. Hi, Peter and Sheila.
That's right. That's right, Sheila. We're getting prepared for that.
And I thank you, Spectrum, so much for being a sponsor of the Florida Council State Convention. We love you guys. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you can tell, we're a friend of the blind because we want to be connected to the community. And you know what, Michael, you were saying earlier in the show, you know, the sort of mission that you originally had for the show is to demonstrate that blind people are more than just their vision disability. They've got all kinds of things that they do, and they're capable of having a great life. And one of those things is watching TV. You know, I don't know how many of you, and I'm sure probably all of you who are blind or visually impaired have been asked this question: how do you watch TV? And so, you know, this month, April, folks are really highlighting the benefits of audio description. And I know last time I was on, we talked about Audio Description Awareness Day, which was April 16th, which is just behind us. But we were encouraging people blind and sighted alike to watch a movie with some audio description, talk about what their experience was. So. It's been a really fun month hearing stories, hearing people talk about how they enjoy audio description with their family. Some of you are using the Spectrum Access app, Sheila. So love to hear those stories. So if anybody's got a story they want to share.
Yes, Peter, I got a story I'd ask you, Peter. Yeah. I want to know one thing before we even begin. Just tell me this right now. Be honest now. Do you say more often yes or no to Miss Nikita?
I wouldn't dare say no.
There's your answer. That's your answer. Nikita's his wife. So the difference is he's a yes man like me. Always say yes. The only one I don't say yes all the time to is Sheila Young.
Hey, Peter?
I always say yes to Sheila. I wouldn't dare. Sheila's going to come after me. She's a vicious.
Hey, Peter?
Hey.
Hey. This is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Remember me?
I do.
I got a... Yeah, okay. I want to ask you to tell the audience a little about yourself, because a lot of the audience out there that's just coming on and listening, they don't know that you are also totally blind.
Yeah, Gary, I'm glad to share a little bit about myself. So if you've never heard me jump on and talk a little bit about myself, my name is Peter Cucciavi, and if you're thinking, why the funky last name, Peter? Well, it turns out that I was born in Eastern Europe in a little country called Ukraine, which has been hitting the map a lot lately. And I was born right before the nuclear power plant explosion there. And so I lost a great deal of my vision and continued to lose sight over time following that nuclear disaster. So like a lot of your listeners here and a lot of you probably, as a co-host, I spent a lot of time figuring out how to live my life with alternative techniques, different ways. You know, you got to cut your nails. You can't see them. You got to feel through trim the beard, whatever, you know, all those kinds of things. And eventually, you know, that led to really wanting to carve out an education, a career, and be able to contribute meaningfully in the world. And it turns out that I discovered a whole host of technologies that were available to me to be able to do that, things like JAWS, VoiceOver, and so on, some of these tools. And so I got an education, and I sort of wiggled my way out of a healthcare background into accessibility and the disability space. So I just love people, and I love being connected with everybody. And I absolutely love hearing the shared experiences that we all have, because I'm a strong believer that we're more similar than we are different. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah, you better believe that. Better believe that.
Yeah, so here we are. You know, we're really carving out a strong community in the disability space and the blind and visually impaired space, and I love being that bridge for our Spectrum Accessibility team. I get to connect our team, our work, with our community, and I get to hear those stories that you guys share all the time about what you're doing, what you're capable of, and how you're enjoying some of these accessibility offerings out there. So,
well,
thank
Peter,
you all for
calling
in. Yeah.
And can I ask you to share with some of those people that might just be new to listening, that might be visually impaired, what does Spectrum offer in the accessibility for them? Because, you know, we're teaching people every day. So.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, chances are, if you're a customer of Spectrum's and you've got any of the products that Spectrum offers, there is likely some sort of accessibility feature or enhancement that you can use to improve your experience if you're blind or visually impaired. So if you use screen readers, magnifiers, or any other tools to access your devices, or your computer in your everyday life, then chances are you've got some sort of product or feature that we that might be of interest to you at Spectrum. And so that includes things like a talking guide. So we call it guide narration on your Spectrum guide. So that allows you to access your entire guide on your set-top box accessibly with a voice output, speech output program. And then things like the Spectrum News app, which famously Lynn talked about rolling out of bed and opening on her phone every morning. I love that story. And that's your app that you carry in your pocket that allows you to access your local news in your area. And we've designed that application to work very well with VoiceOver and Google Talkback. So those are accessible. You know, and that sort of continues on through our product lineup, Spectrum Mobile and the account management apps and Spectrum TV app. But most recently, we designed something that we, or redesigned something in a way that we brought to market that's been really exciting. And this is a standalone product or a standalone mobile application that you can download on your smartphone or your tablet, and you can watch movies with audio description, meaning if you're watching television or you're watching something on a DVD or a different platform, and that movie or show is available in the Spectrum Access app, you're able to link the two together and get audio description for your movie or show. And so that gives you greater accessibility for your watching experience. And the coolest thing about it is that it's absolutely free. You don't have to use credentials, username, passwords, all that kind of stuff to get into it. You don't even have to be a Spectrum customer. And you can use it in combination with any platform. You know, we say you, even if it's a platform that, you know, like Netflix or something like that, but you got a movie on a DVD or a VHS, whatever it is, so long as we have it in the app, you've got that audio description available to you. So that's been really exciting because that's our first disability-specific product.
Now, Peter, I have one more thing for you.
Go for it.
for another service that Spectrum has that I enjoy, and it's you can call Spectrum for services, but they also have Spectrum with the disabilities, which is if you're having problems with your, you know, because of your disability, say I had a power outage and I can't get my box to work with my television, and I got all confused, I just can't get it going, they'll come out and fix it for me. And know it's your cost.
That's right. That's right. So thanks for mentioning that. And I think that's a great point for us to maybe even, I think we're getting close to wrapping up, but maybe even wrap up on, which is how you can get support from Spectrum if you want to know more about the accessibility features or you want that guide narration on your box. And, you know, I suspect that in the near future, we're going to be talking a lot more about our customer support options, because we've been working on making improvements there and making sure that we serve our customers with disabilities even better. But there is a dedicated phone line that you can call. And I've said this before, and I want to mention it again for those of you who are new to the show. You want, when you call this number, you want to mention that you are blind or visually impaired, so they can notate that on your account, and you can get the services, and not get charged. So you can get the services that you need and not get charged for them. So like you mentioned, Gary. So that number for all of you out there, I'm gonna run through it twice. So it's 1-844-762-1301. That's 1-844-762-1301. Let them know you're blind or visually impaired. And let them know what services you want, if it's guide narration, or you want to know something else about your accessibility options. And hey, guess what? If you want access to the Spectrum accessibility team, you got it right here on the show. I call in about once a month, so you're always welcome to dial in and see how you can get in contact with us. So
that's right, Peter. You have your own parking space.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm so sad that you're not going to be in person this weekend.
Oh, it's a bummer. I can't wait. I can't wait. I really miss it. Yeah.
But I will talk with you this weekend.
Well, thank
you. I'll be there in spirit, and I'll be there on Zoom.
You will.
Thank you, Peter, right. And best wishes.
Thanks, Peter.
I hope everybody's feeling
Thank you, Peter. Yep. Take care.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you all. Peter, thank you, Michael, Peter. Stay strong. I'm thinking about you. Wishing you the best.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you. Appreciate
the world
it.
West. Thank you. We'll Thank talk you, to you
Take
soon.
Take care. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night. All righty. So let us go to break. And then
we're going to go to break,
and
we'll be back with another prize. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Believe it. Oh, yeah, we got a caller. Oh, yeah. We have a caller. We do have a caller. It's on line one, calling from Illinois. His name is Don from Illinois.
I don't know who that is.
Don, you there, Don?
I'm here.
Thank you for
coming. Are you from Ohio or Illinois?
Well, it's nice in Illinois right now. We're supposed to have in the 80s tomorrow. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can hear you. What do you think, we're in the moon or something?
Hi, Don.
Oh, who's that, David?
It's David. Good to see you, man.
It's
Don Wilkerson.
Yes. I want to congratulate.
Hey, Don, Gary here.
Hi, Gary.
I appreciate you calling on our anniversary day here. How you been?
You're more than welcome. I'm doing good. I wanted to congratulate Sheila and Charles and everybody there and Michael and Lynn for starting it all from the beginning. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you and think of you often.
We appreciate your support, too.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sheila?
Yes.
That's Sheila.
Oh, God.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, Don. It's Gary here.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, buddy.
Welcome to the party, right?
Welcome.
You betcha. Yeah, welcome. Thank you very much. And
it's
I
a BYOB, but...
So tell me something. Did he win something?
Well, what do you like about the show?
What do you like about the show? Other than you don't like me.
I don't want to win anything.
Sheila. I like the fact that you thought of blind people and you separated blind people and made it possible for us to be able to exist on the air. And, you know, if it hadn't been for you... blind people wouldn't even be known. And, you know, if it wasn't for you, the blind would have a silent voice.
Aww.
That's very nice.
He deserves it.
He earned that.
He earned
that.
Yeah,
he did. We just gave a $25 gift card. You want from CBS or Walgreens?
I don't want either one of them. I want
you want either one of them.
I want you to.
You tell me who paid you for saying that.
Hey, I want you to give the prize to Sherry.
That was very nice of you, Don.
It's free.
Pick one, Don.
I want it for Walgreens for Sherry. Give it to Sherry.
Oh, she won.
She won already.
She already won, Don.
I know.
Give it to one of your friends up there.
Well,
that's
what
okay.
What is close to you, CBS or Walgreens?
Which is closer, Walgreens or CBS?
There is no Walgreens here, so CBS.
So he's just CBS. Saying,
Don, give your information to Angela off the air. Tell Angela you give your address
And where to send it to, and tell me you want a $25 gift card to CVS. Tell Angela.
We're so glad you called, man.
I don't want it.
I appreciate you very much. He doesn't want it. He's saying he doesn't want it. Thank you, Don.
I don't want it.
Thank you, Don. It's
thank you, Don.
Your voice. Okay.
Yeah, he just wanted to say hello, that's all.
Okay, let's talk to Sheila before she gets ready to leave us tonight. Sheila?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm putting you on the spot, Sheila. That's what friends are for.
What? Yeah. That's my favorite song. So where is Glenn when we need him to play? That's what friends are for.
In good time.
Amen to that one.
But what I wanted to know, Sheila, publicly, is what besides knowing us and us driving you crazy the last, 2012 to that, what now?
9 years.
Yeah. So I just wanted to know what the show means to you.
Family.
There you go.
Family, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Like it. Like the word.
Just, you
that's
know,
a good word.
We are a family. And
we really are.
We have disagreements and we discuss and we just have a good time. So, family.
There you go. And hopefully very soon we'll get together and have a good time in person. I'm really
amen.
That. Yeah. So, well, thank you, Sheila. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule tonight.
Thanks, Sheila. Good luck at the conference and have
thank
fun.
Yeah, good luck with the convention.
Yeah, say a prayer.
We're sending you a prayer.
Or three or four. Because I think we're going to need them.
It's going to turn out good.
It's just a hybrid. It'll be fine.
Just be ready. It'll be good.
Thank you, Sheila.
Oh, you're welcome. And I love everybody. Love you guys. And Charles, if you do talk with Dawn, give her my love.
I will.
Thank you. I am going to leave because I have to go do another show.
Okay.
She's got a train to catch.
Yeah. No.
Good night.
Anyway, congratulations, everybody.
Back at you.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye. I'm going to do my trivia. Mine. Okay. All right. It's Lynn's turn. My turn. All right. Here's my question for everybody. What is the name of the young lady with four legs and a little nubby tail that annoys us every night when we're on the air? She lives in this house. And she's a canine. What is So that's my question.
I think I know the answer.
Yeah, well, you don't count. You can't.
Ooh, Dave, you don't count.
This is the young lady that's been on the air all these years. Yeah, not the new little young lady that we've had for only 2 years. This is the one.
407-894-1680. So the question is, she's been on since Blind Matters. Blind Matters radio show brought her in.
She's been at your house. She's been at your house.
Yep. Oh, Gary, yeah, she's been in my house.
Gary, do you remember when Bennett was there and he jumped in the pool, our other dog?
Yeah, he was surprised.
Everybody said he fell in by accident, and I watched him. He didn't fall in by accident.
He jumped. He jumped.
So Gary, what does the show mean to you all these years?
Friendship, trust, be able to talk to each other when we got problems, just as brothers and sisters.
I agree. And I mean, if Michael didn't lose his eyesight, we never would have met any of you.
Absolutely.
Or Glenn or anybody or and everybody at the radio station, has just been a wonderful experience for us, and we learned so much.
So I mean, look, how we hung on from, we thought we lost everything when the Blind Matters went off and Michael had his cancer.
Right.
And we actually got back together a year and a half, said, hey, you want to try it again? Yeah.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Day he couldn't go up those 22 stairs. That's
oh my talking. God, those stairs!
Oh my
those
God,
stairs, the stairs from hell.
those stairs! I used to get so scared every time you guys came. Like oh my God.
Yeah, but the walk to the bathroom was the longest. He had to go down all them stairs, and he had to go all the way down the basement to go to the bathroom. And he had to do that between a break, with a three-minute break.
All right. How about you, Charles?
Charles, you there? So here's my question to you, Charles Brooks.
I don't know what the show means to Charles.
We would like to know what the show means to you, Charles Brooks.
Tell the truth,
Charles Brooks.
You're on the stand.
I can't
say those words on the air. No, it's been a learning experience. It has been, like Sheila said, family, friendship. It's been just a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, a really great experience. The show is very informative if you listen, and a lot of fun. So we've had good times together. We have shared good times. We've shared bad times. It's family.
Like absolutely. That.
I would like to give some folks out there some words.
David?
Yes.
Michael, you and I can say.
You're on the witness stand. What's the show mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you. On top of the extended family of all the hosts and guest hosts and whatnot, which has been tremendous building the relationships, but also our callers, people who you really look forward to getting calls from. From our young friend up in Washington to the duo from Jupiter and British Columbia, those people all have just such great warm personalities, and you really feel like you get to know them personally. And I know that all the listeners feel the same way. So, and plus I get a great opportunity to have learned a little more editing due to the pandemic, and so I've had fun whipping out some of these commercials too. So it's been fun on a lot of different areas.
Well, I thank you, David. I want to give my audience a couple words that the show means to me. First, the first word that comes to me is the word positive. A positive outlook, positive rather than being negative, because a lot of folks I know, I speak to, the show brings to them a positive outlook. And that's very important to me as a human being, to bring to other people to think funny, to think good, to think positive, that they can have a positive outlook. So if they're home and the vision impaired or blind, it's, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm blind. This show is not about being negative. This show is being positive. Get out and go do something with yourself. That's what I've always said. Go out and do something with yourself. You got that?
Do something.
Do something. Right. Family. This show is all about being family. You got a problem? We're here for you. Call us. Talk to us. We're on the radio. If you have a problem, who was the fellow used to call in? He used to discuss he was going blind. Does anybody remember his name? He was on the west coast of Florida. He used to call in on Tony.
Anthony, Tony.
I was going to ask you about Tony. Tony's the one who didn't want to use a cane.
No, he didn't want to use a cane.
He didn't want to use a cane.
Yep, and I thought that was him calling tonight, Tony. We haven't heard from him in a long time. You know, Tony. He used to play the guitar for us, too.
Yeah.
Before David. Yeah.
So you folks...
A lot of memories.
Well, nobody knows the name of our dog. That's just starting to bark now.
Nobody's calling
I
him.
I know.
Oh, you know.
Does anybody know?
I know.
Tell the questions and I may get it in here.
Can I give a hint, Lynn?
Name of our dog on the radio all the time.
I'm going to give a hint, okay?
No, don't give any hints.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
I don't have time.
What's the hint?
We're going to run out of time. What the hint is, there's a color involved.
There you go.
And it's not blue.
And it's not
no.
orange.
Not yellow.
Darn, I was going to guess yellow.
Oh, well, I wasn't paying attention, I guess, right?
Yeah, you didn't get the memo.
Nobody knows it.
Angela, anybody on the phone for that? I'm going to give the answer.
Oh, Angela, I thought you were calling.
Angela, anybody on the line?
No.
Can I give the answer?
No, nobody. Nobody's calling.
Nobody's calling. Okay, I'm going to give the answer.
Okay.
Her name is Miss Green. Miss Green.
She's not green. She's chocolate. And
why was she named Miss Green?
Because when we first saw her...
In a picture.
Lynn saw the picture and told me... Well, that's a lie. Because when we first got her, I was sighted. So I saw her. So I saw her. Lynn showed me the color. She had a green ribbon on her. And they called her from the... She was only 8 weeks old. And they said... They call her Miss Green because she had a green ribbon. Every one of the puppies
had a different color.
So one had a green ribbon, one had a red, one had a blue. So they called her Miss Green. And I said, you know what? I love that name. And they said, yeah, we love that name. So we call her, let's keep it the same way, Miss Green.
Wait a minute.
I got to tell you folks, listen to this one. When we came home, I got to tell this on the air because this is funny. This is a funny one.
Miss Green, we're talking about you.
Miss Green, we took her home. And the first thing, Lynn saw, wiping her down, washing her down, Lynn says, oh, my God, it's a boy. Lynn thought it was a boy. She couldn't tell the difference between a boy and a girl.
Her anatomy was...
Oh, Lynn.
Everything was
so she called back. She called back to the trainer. We thought we got a little girl. And the woman said, you did get a girl. That is a girl. So I thought that was a boy.
Just not looking as expected, that's all.
We brought her home on Continental Airlines in a little carrier, and she didn't make a peep under the seat the whole trip. Landed in West Palm Beach. She did her business. We took her home, and the rest
of history.
She was 8 weeks
old.
Yep.
Wow.
I hit her under my... I was wearing a raincoat down to my knee, and I hit her. Yeah, I hit her. No, for the hotel.
You hit her. H-I-T.
No, I didn't hit her. I hit her under my...
You hided her.
I hid it.
Yeah. Smuggled. Smuggled pets.
You weren't supposed to have a dog in the hotel.
And she jumped. She moved a zipper, and she jumped out when Michael had her hidden under his...
And she ran across the lobby.
She ran across.
Ah-ha.
He's like, oh, no.
My cover has been blown.
They were busted. My goodness. So, Glenn, what do you think about the show? We're putting you on the spot.
Should we continue? What do you think?
Absolutely, you should continue. There are hundreds of thousands of people who have benefited from the show. Again, somebody asked me, said, how long did you think it would last? I knew it would last because I know good radio, and I know when people have something good to offer other people, and that's what you guys have. And again, you reach out. Somebody was saying, oh man, you guys have made blind people, you put blind people on the air. No, and you do so many things for people's lives and make people's lives better. So yeah, keep going. Let's go 60 more years. Keep going, Blind to Beyond. You guys are great.
Thank you
so much, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
Carter, if you're there listening, hello, Carter, and hope everybody's...
Hey, Carter.
Carter, listen to the Carter show.
Good
after
evening.
This.
Good evening. How are you guys? Blessings either. Every time.
Glenn, did Angela like doing the show?
She loved
it. Hi, Carter.
Angela.
Yeah, did y'all hear Carter?
Hi, Carter.
Countryman,
hey,
come
Carter.
On, country.
Hey, Carter.
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you? As always, great, great, great show.
Mr. Music Thank Man, you always sound good.
Well, before we say goodnight, I want to do my show wrap-up.
Wait 1 second.
Okay, well, don't forget me.
Glenn, is Angela like doing the show?
Yeah, she's right here. Angie?
Hi, guys. It was great. Thank you for the opportunity.
It wasn't too bad.
Thanks for doing the show, Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you. Well, anyway, I wanted to remind me, it's my moment here, to join us next Sunday night, May 2nd, with co-host none other than Mr. Gary Sinclair.
Wow.
We will be welcoming a high-impact speaker. His name is Chad Foster, and he is the author of a book called Blind Ambition. In fact, Michael's been listening to it. Don't faint. He's been listening.
Wow.
And as well as, Gary, you're going to love this, Flo Walsh, who is the owner and operator of Blind Side of Cooking with Flo, so you can compare.
Yeah. That'd be great.
He was on our show about 4 years ago, and we're going to welcome her back, and I thought, you know what? Gary will love this. Yep.
Yeah. And I let everybody know out there that Lynn knows that I like to cook, and I just got the Power XL smokeless grill.
Oh, you
I'm
got
just
it?
Learning how to use it. Yes,
wow.
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's yeah. when you're using your big smoker with Big Mike, right?
Oh, do I get the big smoker, too? Taller than I am. 4 feet wide, but 2 feet deep, and I don't know how much I can cook on there in three racks.
Yeah. That thing is.
That's a big smoker.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to tune in myself to listen to that. Learn something about cooking.
You better, Dave. You better.
I will.
I listen to your show once in a while.
Well, there you go.
No,
man, me too.
All the time.
I listen to yours on occasion, you know. No, you're awesome, dude, as always. You know I listen to you.
Dave,
folks,
Dave,
this is
Dave.
Michael. I want to thank everybody. I mean everybody. Our co-hosts, our listeners. And especially to our folks that back the radio show, sponsor the radio show, help us with the radio show. I want to thank you all for being part
One more thing, Charles, or I mean, Michael, that we want to tell Charles that all our thoughts and prayers are out there for him and Don.
Indeed. And our buddy Chris, too, of course.
And Chris.
We love Chris.
And Chris and his family.
And we can't thank him enough for all he does.
I want you to stay well. And Glenn, if you...
Thanks, Glenn.
I would like to play that little thing that, again...
Oh, I want him to see music. You want him to play Greg?
I would like to play Greg.
Oh, okay. I don't know if
you can... See if you can find that Greg thing again, because in the beginning it was a little distorted.
Sure.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yes, sir. Blessings on you all.
If you can find Glenn.
You got it.
Okay, play it. We'll go out on that.
Thank you so much, Glenn and Angela. We appreciate your help. Thank you, Charles, Dave, and Sheila's gone, but thank you.
And don't forget, we'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Don't go away.
You're welcome.
Stay well. God bless you all.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, blind and deaf.